All right. Welcome to Isuzu Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter, your host. We have Seth Connors joining us again for sports in the local area. And there's a ton going on in the Isuzu Sierra, from the recovery efforts from Hurricane Hillary to some events you don't want to miss. But first, a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that. And then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
Thank you for those messages, High Point Solar and Astorgas. We would not be able to do the news without you. But let's also thank our episode sponsor, the Sierra Light Gallery, the landscape photography by Nolan Nishke. Thank you very much for sponsoring this episode of Eastern Sierra Now News. And on to the news. It looks like Inyo County and agency personnel begin recovery efforts after Tropical Storm Hillary. The record amounts of rainfall in less than 12 hours in the region experienced resulted in extreme flooding and mud flow into creeks, canals, and the Los Angeles Aqueduct. The high flows in creeks destroyed or damaged most of the LADWP diversion and flow measurement structures between the towns of Big Pine and Olancha in Inyo County, and took several highways and roads. All agencies are actively doing assessment to inspect the waterway and roadway damage, and they want to repair the infrastructure. So these waterways are actually dangerous, so protect yourself by staying away from waterways. Also, follow these safety tips from the County of Inyo. Stay informed, listen to radio and television, including NOAA radio, if possible, and get trusted internet and social media sources. Get to higher ground if it's flooding. Obey evacuation orders. Practice electrical safety because you don't want to get electrocuted, especially if you have a basement that's flooding or something like that. And speaking of evacuation, there's an evacuation order issued for Whitney Portal Road. An evacuation order has been issued for the residences on the north side of Whitney Portal Road, west of Horseshoe Meadows Road, for flooding, damage to structures. Please avoid this area for your safety. An evacuation center is located at Health and Human Services, 310 North Jackson in Lone Pine. As a reminder, an evacuation order is a lawful order to leave now. The area is lawfully closed to public access due to the immediate threat of life. So yeah, if you're there, you're taking extreme risks with your life and you are ordered to evacuate the premises for your own safety. All right. And on Friday, the Chamber of Commerce of Bishop is having a challenge. We're having a fundraiser this Friday. We hope you will join in. The event is not a traditional golf tournament. It's at the Bishop Country Club, by the way. It is designed to bring golfers and non-golfers out to Bishop Country Club for a fun evening. There will be 5 golf games, chipping and putting, and small prizes awarded for the winners of each challenge. It will be family-friendly. Don't miss this challenge. It's Friday, August 25th, this Friday, from 5 to 8 p.m. Putting, chipping, and best-dressed competitions. Adults, $20. Youth and under, 12 and under, is $10. You can register on Eventbrite if you don't want to pay at the door. There's a link at EasternSierraNow.com. And now I'm going to toss it back out to Seth for sports in the local area. Take it away, Seth Connors.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Monday Edition. Let's get started with a quick look at the weekend in high school football. There's a couple of games to talk about. First up, the Bishop Broncos opened up their season on the road in Nevada to take on the Fernley Vaqueros. Leaning heavily on a stingy defense, the Broncos were able to come away happy in this one, as with time running out in the first half, senior nose guard Wesley Jorgensen forced a fumble that was scooped up by junior safety Nello Dondero and returned for a 30-yard touchdown. Fernley was mounting one of its best drives of the night when it happened, and it would prove to be the game's only score as the Broncos defeat the Vaqueros 7-0. Jorgensen, who was the Broncos' player of the game, was a mainstay in the middle all night. He racked up 11 tackles and 2 sacks for a defense that had 4 sacks and forced 2 turnovers en route to the shutout. Senior linebacker Jason Molnar had 7 tackles and a sack of his own. Nello Dondero had 5 tackles and the before-mentioned fumble recovered for the winning TD. Sophomores Richie Talavera and Malachi Orrick made their marks on the game. Orrick had 5 tackles and a sack, and Talavera's second-half interception helped preserve the shutout for the Broncos. Offensively for the Broncos, it was like trudging through quicksand all night. According to head coach Arnie Palu, the Fernley defense was admittedly quote-unquote very stout. Senior quarterback and offensive captain Bowden St. Marie led the team with 73 yards rushing. Passing, he was 5-for-11, with the 5 completions going to 5 different receivers. The highlight, a 30-yard completion to senior running back Austin Powell on one of the first plays of the game. Again, the final score in this one, 7-0 Broncos. Things don't get any easier this Friday as the 1-0 Broncos will head over the hill to take on the Yosemite Badgers. The Badgers beat Mariposa County in their opener by a score of 32-0. Kickoff for Broncos Badgers is at 7 p.m. The Mammoth Huskies opened on the road as well, but were handed the loss by 2-time defending 8-man CIF champs Fresno Christian by a score of 34-6. The Huskies were dealt some bad news before the game when they found out senior star Matt Toomey was out due to illness. Already down Toomey, who represents the top pass defender, as well as the Huskies' top pass receiving option, Mammoth was dealt more bad news. Here's head coach Jesse Warden, who I spoke to after the game, with the word on that.
We unfortunately had 2 of our guys go down for a little bit. I think they might miss a week. We had Matthew Petroni. He's our speedster. He's got some wheels on him, and unfortunately, he kind of rolled up his ankle a little bit, but I think he'll be okay. And then our big guy up front, Bryce Baldwin, he unfortunately went down with a little bit of a knee tweak again, you know, maybe a week or so. I think he'll be totally fine.
He went on to express, without making any excuses, that the loss of those key players significantly impacted the Huskies' ability to compete, and he really hopes they get a chance to play Fresno Christian again in the CIF tourney. All that said, the general consensus was the Huskies looked pretty good in their opener, and the Huskies got much better as the game went on, giving up only 6 points in the second half to the heavily favored Fresno team. Warden spoke more after the game, and he admits the team will have to take its lumps, but is happy with his team's resolve and knows what they have to do to remain the program that went 18-3 over the last 2 seasons.
All things considered, having to travel to a different environment and playing former CIF Central Section champions for the past couple years, I think our kids did very, very well. There's a lot of positives and some negatives. There's always mistakes that happen, but you learn from them. You know, your blocking assignments, getting better at tackling, getting better at your angles, understanding your assignments, and just improving upon those.
The back-to-back CIF third-place finisher will look to even out its record as the Huskies play their first home game this Friday as they host Hesperia Christian. Kickoff for that one is at 7 p.m. In high school volleyball, the Bishop Broncos played 5 matches over the weekend at the annual Urington Volleyball Tournament, and after a slow start losing 2-1 to Lowry and 2-0 to Urington on Friday, the Lady Broncos, playing in the tournament's silver bracket, would turn up the heat, defeating Round Mountain in the late game on Friday by a score of 2-0. Elizabeth Ellsworth had 6 kills, and sophomore Sophie Deshaun had 10 digs in that one. On Saturday, they beat Eureka 2-1 and Portola 2-0 to advance to the silver bracket final, where their hopes and dreams would come to an end, losing to a really good Fernley team in 2 straight games, 25-22, 25-17, good enough for a silver medal in the silver bracket. Delaney Kalk and Evie Carter combined for 7 kills, and Sophie Deshaun had 8 digs in the loss. Next up for the Lady Broncos, a home match against Emmanuel Christian on Friday at 4 p.m. The Mammoth Lady Huskies were also in Urington this weekend, competing in the much tougher gold division. On Friday, they opened against Rite of Passage out of Rancho Cucamonga. Star senior setter Madeline LaFrancois' serve was unstoppable in this one, as at one point she took over the match with 24 straight serves, 8 of them skipping in for aces. Mammoth would dominate the tournament opener, winning in straight games 25-0, 25-8. They would go on to win the remaining 2 matches on Friday, defeating Oasis and Dayton, both by a score of 2-0. They played well on Saturday as well, defeating North Valley out of Reno by a score of 2-0. The senior trio of Jennifer Cecina, Mila Knight, and Olivia Tenedora combined for 21 kills in this one. Later on Saturday, the Lady Huskies' run would come to an end, however, as they lost 2-0 to both Smith Valley and Carson. Up next for the Lady Huskies, a trip to Lone Pine tomorrow to take on the Lady Eagles. That one's scheduled for 4 p.m. In Big League Baseball, the Dodgers' season-long win streak came to an end at 11 games on Friday. Tony Gonsolin, who's been a bit of a disappointment this year, gave up 10 runs over 3 1/3 innings as the Dodgers dropped this one to the Florida Marlins by a score of 11-3, the 3 runs for the Dodgers coming on solo homers by Max Muncy, Mookie Betts, and James Outman. The Dodgers had a doubleheader on Saturday against the Marlins as Sunday's game was moved up a day due to the weather caused by Hurricane Hillary, and with the doubleheader came the start of another win streak for the Dodgers. They beat the Marlins in the early game on the coattails of a 2-run single in the bottom of the 8th by Mookie Betts. Final score, Dodgers 3, Marlins 1. It was 3-1 Dodgers again in the late game as Julio Urias went 7 strong, giving up just 1 run on 5 hits. And Mookie Betts hit his 33rd and 34th homers for the year for the boys in blue, who just like that have now won 2 in a row again and have exploded to an 11.5 game lead in the West. The Dodgers get the day off today. They'll start a 6-game road trip tomorrow in Cleveland. On the mound, it'll be Dodger rookie Bobby Miller taking on former Dodger Noah Syndergaard. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now, Sports Daily Monday edition. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you, Seth. Thank you so much for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News. I want to thank our sponsor for the episode, the Sierra Light Gallery. Landscape photography by Nolan Nischke. Have a good one, Eastern Sierra citizens. We weathered the storm. We did well. We survived. Thank you for tuning in. I will be back with the news tomorrow. Byron, out.